myself have been doing for close to a decade now is managing these community stores in some of the most logistically remote areas in Western Australia. Listeners might have heard of places like Coolumburu. The community has a population of around 400 odd people. As an example, Geelong, out east of Newman, and also in mainstream areas such as Roebourne, out of Luna, which is out near Cambellon, the Turkey Creek Roadhouse. And
so you're in the business of managing these community stores?
Some of them we own and some we manage.
For people who aren't overly familiar with remote Aboriginal communities, what's the role of a store in these places?
The role is let's think right back to the 1960s and 1970s when you used to have that little, the old general store in all those little wheatbelt towns. And if listeners can remember, you'd go into a general store, a family would own it, and it might be O'Reilly's General Store, and in that store you could get everything from a milkshake to a banana to an apple to a sinker to go fishing to a guitar string to a tyre for your car. You name it, and fuel. So that's basically what they are, because in these small towns, you don't have a butcher shop, you don't have a chemist shop, you don't have a shopping strip. It's just usually one big, in some cases, just a giant big shed, and that's where you operate out of.
Can you give us a measure of how the things you can buy in a community store compare to what people can find in supermarkets in cities and towns? Thinking about costs.
Well, Ben, now look, that is a sensitive subject, and it's an issue that's on all of our minds, and it's a constant contentious issue, is the cost of food and provisions and services in these remote areas, because the model of operating is just higher. It's just so much higher than it is in a mainstream town. You know, the extra burden of freight, as an example, is one. Wages could be another. If you have someone living out in a remote community, you've got to house them, you've got to supply power to them. The cost of power in remote communities, a bill to the store, can be, in some cases, double or triple. You know, we all know about the milk wars been going on at the moment. Mm. You certainly won't find a 2 litre or 1 litre bottle of carton of milk in a community store for a dollar, I can assure you that.
What sort of prices would you... What's a normal price for a litre of milk?
I'd say it'd be as high as $4.50.
Yep.
Is a high price. We go to a place like Coolumburu, where I'll be on Sunday unloading a ship, a barge. Basically, it's $480 a square metre, so $1,000 for a pallet of inventory delivered to a milk bar in Coolumburu, and it needs 30 to 35 of those pallets every fortnight, and the freight bill can be as high as $50,000 a month just to get the inventory in and to be dumped on the beach, and it's all that comes coming from the barge from Darwin. So you can imagine what effect that would have on a small business.
This mean for the sustainability of Aboriginal community stores?
It does put with an extraordinary amount of pressure on families and people. So many consultants and people have written about how, you know, the high cost of freight, the high cost of power. But at the end of the day, I can't see how you can avoid the costs. The miners are carrying on at the moment, the high cost of mining in the country. It's just doing things remote. It's just more expensive.